NFL releases statement about Super Bowl security in New Orleans following French Quarter terror attack. By Dylan Gwynn on January 1, 2025. The Superdome in New Orleans is barely a mile away from the terror attack that killed 14 and injured 35 mere hours into New Year's Day and is also the site where the NFL will play its most important game, the Super Bowl, in less than 6 weeks. Given the seriousness of the terror attack and the resulting heightened security concerns that have resulted, the NFL released a statement Wednesday renewing their commitment to ensuring the safety of Super Bowl attendees. "We are deeply saddened by the news of the devastating incident in New Orleans," the statement reads. "Our thoughts are with the victims, the New Orleans community, and all those affected." The NFL and the local host committee have been working collaboratively with local, state, and federal agencies the past 2 years and have developed comprehensive security plans. "These planning sessions will continue as they do with all major NFL events, and we are confident attendees will have a safe and enjoyable Super Bowl experience." Jay Cicero, president of the New Orleans Super Bowl Host Committee, released a statement after the NFL. "The New Orleans Super Bowl Host Committee is in contact with local, state, and federal public safety partners and is actively monitoring the mass casualty incident that happened in the French Quarter early on New Year's Day. We share our deepest condolences to all of the victims and their loved ones. Fan and event security is a priority for the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, the NFL, the New Orleans Saints, the state of Louisiana, and the city of New Orleans. We have been working collaboratively with our public safety partners and the NFL for more than 2 years on comprehensive safety plans for the 2025 Super Bowl. These discussions and plans will continue in the coming days and weeks ahead. Our focus right now is on our neighbors, friends, and visitors." Early morning revelry following New Year's celebrations was shattered around 3:15 a.m. EST Wednesday as a driver drove a truck into a crowd, killing or injuring dozens. Then, the driver, identified as Shamsud Dinjabar, exited the vehicle and opened fire on police, wounding 2 law enforcement officers. Dinjabar was killed, though it is unclear if his death was self-inflicted or the result of returned fire from officers. Wednesday night's scheduled Sugar Bowl game between the Notre Dame Fighting Irish and Georgia Bulldogs was postponed until Thursday due to heightened security concerns. Editor's note: this story has been updated to reflect the latest death and/or injury tolls.